Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for TC Talks again. Once again, I haven't put an applause sound effect on there, which we really should do. I really should do. A nice little applause as we come in, or even just like a small bit of music. I've got all of the sound and stuff like that. But guys, it is episode 11.
Yeah.
We are deep into the tens.
Yeah.
And today when we get to our feature later on, we will be talking about first games and early gaming experiences. So in these trying times, let's just crack on with the welcome. Obviously, I'm here joined again. You may recognize the faces if you're watching live. If not, you may well understand and not understand the voices, because obviously Stu's Welsh and you might not understand it.
Nobody has a clue about me.
But you might recognize it. I'm joined as always by my left hand Stu, who is actually over on the right hand side of me. But the side of me. So Stu, you good, man?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, kind of good. Half good. I'm currently taking antibiotics for an infection on my leg because I went outside.
Yeah, don't go outside. Stay at home.
Yeah, so this is the lesson I did not learn. I did not stay inside. I went to the garden and I got an infection on my leg. So, everyone at home, stay indoors.
That's it. Stay inside. But never mind, dude. Yet. You'll be fine. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And as you may recognize down the bottom there, we are also joined by Jason from the team. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Hello. Yes, hey, I'm doing good.
He's got his beer. Are you on champagne still?
Prosecco today.
Prosecco. Oh, cheap champagne. I can deal with that.
It's getting, as we get further into this, you know, it's dwindling.
This is it. You can't peak. I feel you peaked way too early with your champagne drinking. Like your first day, you were like, way. That's everywhere, you know.
It was probably like Formula One, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now you're suffering, basically.
Indeed.
So, but Prosecco, still good, you know? Prosecco, yeah. I mean, still fancy dance. You know, I'm over here with my coffee.
I have squash, that's all I have.
To be fair, I am back at work tomorrow.
To be fair, I've got a beer as well.
Hey!
Craft beers, gotta love it. So, have you both had a good week? That is the main question.
Yes, I've had 6 days off.
Six days off.
Oh. I had fun. I felt like I wanted to go back to work. Like I was sat, because it was inside most of it. It was just like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah. I find that quite a lot, quite an issue, is that amount that you spend indoors now. I've never spent so much time indoors.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
See, with the good weather, I've been in the garden and I've done loads of stuff in the garden. We've had barbecues every day. And nice. To be fair, it's been more like a holiday. It's been quite nice.
I have been jealous of your barbecue. You know, he's posted pictures of his barbecue onto Facebook and stuff like that. And it's just like,
It's all right.
Does it cook barbecue food?
If it turns out drunk I am, but yeah.
Well, I was going to say, obviously, if a decent chef was using it, could it cook barbecue food?
Yeah.
See? To be fair, I had burgers tonight. You know? Happy days, as always. But no. Dude, what have you done to your leg? Come on.
So it's just clearing up brambles and like stingy nettles. And just like, it's just a whole sort of like forest at the back of the garden. Clearing it all out, making like little steps down to the cycle track at the back. I just had a few scratches. As you do, you know, you get scratches when you clean stuff. And then I woke up Saturday morning. My wife was like, what have you done to your leg? I was like, what do you want about? Massive, just like pussy kind of red area. I'm like, oh, I did something. One of those scratches turned out to be infected. So, yeah, basically that. So it wasn't until really the next day I realized I actually did something to my leg.
Excellent. Not good.
But then I guess that's where you get wearing shorts, clearing up brambles.
Well, I mean, not to point the fingers, but, you know.
Yeah, so that's my bad. But, yeah, I learned a lesson.
That's it.
But at least now I got steps to go to the cycle path. So once my leg's better, I can go and have a walk out on it.
There you go.
There we go.
Sounds like real life Animal Crossing for you, isn't it? You're trying to clear the way to get to your new island.
really it rough.
Is picking up all those weeds. Are you going to turn those weeds and make them into a skirt?
Well, I did kind of a temporary fence kind of area, because there's a lot of branches as well, like thick branches, so I kind of made like a pathway.
I like it.
Yeah, so I was kind of reusing the materials I had.
I like it. That's good.
Yeah. You're Welsh Womble.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. So with your antibiotics and resting your feet then, surely you've been playing lots of games?
Not huge about. Actually, I've been playing Animal Crossing, obviously. Vision 2 got the new expansion. Warlords on new... started that.
Are you and Cal all leveled up and
We hit level 3 and then we decided to go buy the expansion and we're going to start that now.
Excellent.
Really, really good, but it's still weird because it's a pandemic in the game as well.
Yes. But so isn't it weird how it's like so poignant?
It's crazy. Like, even we were in like some buildings and it's some temporary hospital beds and respirators and stuff like that, man. You're like, that's literally happening right now. You know? It's so bizarre. I saw some photographs of, say, Central Park where they put the temporary tents up.
Yep.
Literally looked like the first game. It was just crazy eerie, you know? Like,
yeah. No, I can imagine. It's a little bit...
game, so you just can't get away from it.
Just need it to snow now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if at the moment it snowed? I mean, it's been baking hot.
As
you can see, I'm slightly sun-kissed. That's from my hour's worth of government-issued exercise a day.
I haven't done anything, so I'm half.
Well, there you go. You've been outside. Jace, how about yourself? How have you spent your 6 days off?
Well, literally, like I said, barbecuing, playing with Little Un, played a bit of Call of Duty Modern Warfare with the new Battle Pass and all that. That's been going all right. You guys, obviously, since the last time I was on the podcast, enticed me into getting the Nintendo Switch, and I did.
I know, that was crazy. Like, literally the day after, you were like, I've ordered one.
I just gave out, yeah. Got Animal Crossing and been finding my feet on that, to be honest.
Nice, yeah.
But no, other than that, it's been quite relaxing.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you've had a relaxing 6 days.
Yeah.
So I'm still addicted to Animal Crossing and Modern Warfare. But hopefully I might get dragged off of that for a review game soon that I have requested. I can't really say because it's under embargo.
Can you whisper it?
No, obviously. I can tell you that it gets released on the 24th of April, I think it is. Let me have a look.
24th of April.
Yeah, I believe it's the 23rd of April it is released.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Next Thursday it gets released. It involves motorbikes. And I'm actually quite looking forward to getting stuck into a review. It feels like it's been a long time since like I've flexed my writing muscles. Obviously, I did the Isle of Man TP review, but if I'm honest, it was kind of a bit... Because I'd done the TT review before, I felt like that I'd used all of my quips and jokes and stuff like that in the previous one. So it was like... I kind of felt that the latest Isle of Man review was a little bit flat.
All right.
So I'm quite looking forward to getting stuck into a different game.
Really. Okay.
A new. It's not a new franchise to me. I've played other games in the series before, but it's been a long time. So I think it'll be quite good. It'll be enjoyable. Other than that, I mean. Animal Crossing, I play it daily. Literally, even if it's just to get my Nook miles from the little ATM machine.
Yeah, that's what I did. I switched on earlier when I was cooking food and tapped all the trees to get the little wood up, but not chop them down.
Well, you see, you've got a proper axe. You need to go down a level to the stone axe.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah, so yeah, that was the first mistake I did. I chopped it; it disappeared. Like, oh, hang on. So I've got a stone one now. And why do at least once a day, at least knock all the trees, you get a thing out. If you save it and come back, it's still there. And you can knock it the next day.
Do you also shake the trees as well? I get my net out, right? Get my net out and then shake the tree. Sorry, I just smacked my microphone as well. But I go around and give the trees a shake, because if you shake the trees, that's when you get the bees come out. And if you've got your net out already, you know, you have that slight pause.
I get stung a lot with wasps. Get stung a lot.
And then it drops lots of twigs as well.
I learned.
I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah, you can. If you shake the trees, you can generally get like 4 or 5 twigs out of it. You know, the branches.
And furniture falls out as well.
Furniture?
I've had furniture fall out as well.
You've had furniture fall out of a tree?
Mm-hmm.
I just get stung by wasps all the time. That's why.
See, you've got to have your net out.
Keep your net.
Because you can have your net and shake the tree at the same time.
Maybe I'll do that. Okay.
Currently on my game, I'm walking around with my pole vault thing on my shoulder with a leaf hanging out.
I have a rose out of my mouth. I have a nice little rose.
A rose? Oh, you're romantic.
I know. There's no one there. But...
Yeah. Do you know, it's a shame I've got the Switch Lite, because otherwise I probably would stream Animal Crossing, because it's quite a chill game to stream, I would imagine.
Why can't you?
Because you can't dock it. You can't dock it.
Really?
Yeah, I'd have to get some. You can't, like, output it to a capture card, as far as I'm aware. It has, but that's not for that's for charging. And what I found out, you can plug, if you've got a USB-C headset, you can plug that into the bottom.
That's right.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, that's actually really useful, because I have that on my phone. So, so you can't. There's no output then on the light.
Nope.
No.
Wow. That's...
Which I'm happy with, you know, to a degree, because I
like
didn't buy it
my...
to put it onto the telly.
My monitor here, see, and get a pro controller out. Well, that's actually quite fun.
But, you know.
Although, did you see, though? I mean, you guys probably already know, but obviously I'm new to this Nintendo Lite thing now, that PlayStation were looking at releasing possibly a PlayStation remote app for the Nintendo Lite, so you can play the PS4 via your Nintendo.
Really?
How cool would that be?
That would be
so you
awesome.
Have to have
hang on,
a
hang on, hang on. Wait there. The news. We'll start the news section right there. So hang on. So PlayStation are potentially releasing an app.
They're considering
for the
apparently.
Switch.
Yeah.
I need to Google this.
Go on, you go for it. So you'd be able to then cost...
It's not that I don't believe you. I just need to know more information.
Remote play, is it called, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the same as the one where, like, you can have on PC, you can play PlayStation games, though?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the same one. Okay.
Okay, Sony survey asks about PS4 remote play on Nintendo Switch. I see, I think that would be great.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Because to be fair, there is already like an APK for the remote play app. Because you used to have to use that for non-Galaxy phones. Because when PlayStation first released the remote play on your Android phone, it was only like Samsung Galaxy phone. No, sorry, it was only Sony phones.
Yeah.
Obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So I had a Galaxy phone and had to download an APK for it. So obviously you have to go through your developer tools, allow unthingied apps. So I'd imagine it would be the same kind of thing with your Switch.
The Switch is literally an NVIDIA Shield. Like literally an NVIDIA Shield. It is exact same hardware, exactly the same. And it probably is Android and it is somewhere or some sort of boot of it. For Nintendo on top of it. I believe it is something to do with that, but I know it is an NVIDIA Shield.
Yeah.
Literally the same type.
So, it could work.
Yeah, so it's x86. So, yeah, it really could work. But it's like Netflix and stuff on the Switch. It isn't, is it?
No, there was an unofficial way of getting Netflix on there, but I don't think I'd ever want to try it.
No.
I'd probably have to crack the Switch.
Dragon of Dojima. As said in the Twitch chat, not sure it would work too well on the light. Surely the button mapping would be different. The thing with the phone remote app is you still use the DualShock 4. But it's the same buttons. You've got all the same buttons on the Switch Lite.
The Switch just had an update today, which you can remap your buttons.
Very nice. Is that the number 10?
Yeah, 10.00, was it? Something like that.
Yeah.
That was like one of their features released today. Like, oh, great.
That's it.
Thanks.
That's it. But yeah, so all the buttons are the same. You've got all of, like, you've got 4 face buttons, you've got your D-pad, you've got 2 thumbsticks, You've got like a share button, share and start. You've got two lots of triggers, and you've got a touch pad in the middle because the whole thing is touch.
But would it not be weird?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't probably use it very much. Like, I'm not going to sit here when my PlayStation is down there and think, you know what, I'm going to play it on my Switch.
I guess it's for more if you're going away and stuff or overnight somewhere.
Or if you never use remote play remotely.
In my case, my PlayStation's in my lounge and it's on the big telly. So if my missus wants to watch something, I could have the PlayStation on, but then cast it to my Switch, but sit on the sofa.
Or do you know what a better solution for you, Jace, would
be? I'm going to be divorced. No.
You know what a better solution for that would be?
You can say I'm not.
PSVR.
Ah.
Because then you could just sit there with the VR headset on, playing it on like a massive, like 100-inch screen in front of you.
See, I don't like the resolution.
Like it.
Yeah, it's not. It's all blocky and horrible.
It's not when you play on a normal screen. I used to go around to my mate Nathan's house and we used to play F1 2018, right? And I'd be sat on his couch, like, say that's where the telly is. I'd be sat this way with my PSVR on, playing it, whilst he sat over the other side of the couch, normal way, playing it on that. And it was fine. It was absolutely fine. It's only the VR games. When you go into the VR games, that the resolution is slightly iffy. The actual like screen, because you can watch movies and all sorts. I watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on the virtual cinema screen that's on it.
I didn't realise it could do all that. I thought it was just obviously the resolution I saw on the VR was what it is.
Well, did you know that the PlayStation 4 can play 3D Blu-rays now?
I haven't got a 3D telly anymore.
You don't need it. Get a VR.
I haven't got a VR. No.
Yeah, see?
You're not.
3D movies in PSVR are much better. They are.
You end up seeing me on bloody Martin Lewis.
Yeah, you'll be knocking on my door. Can I move in? You know, it's one of them. Hang on a second. Dragon of Dojima. Is that John?
I'm intrigued.
What?
Is he playing Animal Farm?
No, he hasn't got Animal Farm. He's a 3D TV and PSVR blows it out of the water. It does. It honestly does. PSVR is so much better for 3D movies than that. Anyway, we digress. News. Dun-da-da-dun. Tell you what, let's let Jason. Jason's got a bit of news.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go for it. Well, it's been on the internet for a few hours now, but Jim Ryan, the president and CEO of Sony Entertainment, has announced the Play at Home initiative. So from tomorrow, you can download free of charge the Nathan Drake Collection, which was one of the PS Plus games in January, and Journey, which was, if you're really geeky, it was September 2016. Some people may not have that, which, I don't know, is still something good and long-winded to let you play. If you are in Germany and China, because obviously we're a global multimedia firm here, they've actually got Knack 2 and Journey. They haven't got the Nathan Drake collection.
I am jealous.
Why have they got different things?
Yeah, why do they get better things?
But as a footnote to it, the three games are one thing. However, Sony are actually developing a $10 million fund to support their independent development partners that they have, which could be a bit of a lifesaver to some of them.
Yeah, that's so pretty good.
I think that's pretty cool. I know some people are going to moan and say the Nathan Drake collection was only a few months ago, but not
free
everyone's...
Free is free, right?
You know, the problem with the PlayStation user base, and to be fair, it's probably the same across the Xbox, I just don't know. They always complain about the PlayStation Plus games.
Yeah.
Like, literally, yeah, they could release, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare and... I don't know, something that's, like, massive... Like, Final Fantasy VII, the remake. They could release those two games and someone would complain.
Yeah.
You can guarantee.
Because isn't it just basically part of the budget? Because you've got to pay to play online, like, with consoles, basically.
Yeah.
Is it just part of that bundle? You would have to pay that if you're playing online.
Yes.
So you're just getting free stuff.
Yeah, basically.
Anyway,
what's it called? A perk, I suppose, for paying your £40-50 a year. You get like £1,500 worth of games. And some months they give you three games. Some months they give you a PSVR game. Plus you get specific sales as well. So if you're buying a game, you'll get PS Plus discount as well. So there's that bonus. So, you know, I mean, people like to complain.
Yeah, they do.
But like with like what you're saying there, Jace, with the Nathan Drake collection and Journey, you know, it would be nice if they gave you the choice. Because I would prefer Knack 2.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's ever been released on PlayStation Plus.
Don't think it has. It wasn't one that rung a bell, to be fair.
No, I mean, if it was, it would be in my library.
Well, I mean, I've got to say, I've never, ever played any of the Nathan Drake games in my life until January's PS Plus, and I'm about three quarters of the way through the first one, and I think it's an amazing game. I can't wait to play the others, and obviously now it's Uncharted 4, isn't it?
Yeah, you see, I did the same thing. I played through the first one and didn't like the way it ended.
Don't you spoil it.
I'm not going to. He turns into a massive robot. But I'm not going to spoil it. but no, I think it's a really great initiative that Sony are doing. Obviously, they're helping out the people that are obviously in lockdown and in quarantine. And I think a lot of people could go down that route. A lot of games companies could go down that route.
Yeah.
I mean, whether releasing two games is enough is to be seen. But, you know, I mean, two games is better than no games.
No, exactly. I mean, and everyone likes a freebie. There is another one on my radar. Not that I've got it, but Just Dance 2020. They've announced that, or Ubisoft have announced that you can get a free month of Just Dance Limited, which gives you access to pretty much every song on there. There is a little bit of a little weird thing on there, though. If you've got a Nintendo Switch or Xbox One, it comes with 1 month free on purchase, and you still get the additional 3 month on top. So you get your date gets to be extended. Wow. If you've got a PlayStation, and you've already got a subscription, you don't actually get that.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, which I thought was a little bit harsh, but obviously there's probably reasons behind that.
Yeah, I mean, just as an addendum to then what you were saying about people, companies and stuff giving you free months and what have you. Did either of you notice that Google Stadia was giving away 2 free months of Stadia Pro?
Yes, I've had 3 emails about that. Keep on giving me the sign up.
I think that's pretty good. It's $9.99 a month usually, and Google are offering 2 months. Which
I still don't know anyone that's got it.
Roy, Mr. Roy Steely on the team has got it.
Is it any good?
I say on the team loosely. do you know what? I don't know. My theory is, if you haven't got a PC, it's a good system to have. Yeah. But I would always rather have a PC with everything on it.
Yeah, it's like the games for it is, I think I've already got them anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go to the Stadia website and have a look at the games that are there, where's the games list? I'm sure there's a games list somewhere.
It's not many there either.
But there's like Borderlands 3, Destiny 2, Call of Duty, not Call of Duty, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Mortal Kombat, Red Dead, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Grid.
Because you've got to pay for those games then, haven't you, to play them?
That's it. You
just have to buy those games.
Why not just buy them?
So on top of the subscription, you've still got to buy the game?
Yeah.
Stadia Pro, I understand, Stadia Pro gives you like a free game a month.
Yeah, I think it's one, isn't it?
Yeah.
What, of your choice or
no?
No.
Stadia Pro free games. So the Stadia Pro free games for April 2020, right? Okay. Hold on to your butts. Oh, actually, I think they've got some more. 3 new free games have been announced. Here are April 2020's titles you can play on Stadia Cloud platform at no extra cost. Serious Sam Collection.
Oh, Spitlings. That's like 20 cents. Okay.
Stacks on Stacks. And that's it.
Wow. I mean, you could probably go to like Fanatical or something like that to pick up a band of like a few pence.
That's it. It's mental.
Although they have got Destroy All Humans, I see on that list, which I do like.
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult because it has so much potential to be a really good system. But
it's just really overpriced for what it is.
I'm hazardous to agree, to be fair. I mean,
like difficult, isn't it? If you didn't have to buy those games at whatever cost those games are going to be, yeah, maybe. But then how are they going to make money then, yeah. I suppose?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a catch-22 there. And I understand that, oh, maybe people don't want to buy a PC and do it. Cool. But how many games are available? Handful.
Yeah, I mean, some of the games are good, but there are no exclusives to the system.
No.
Which...
You've got to have decent connection as well to be able to run them at like 4K, as they say.
Yeah, apparently you need like really good. Like, I might be able to get away with 720 on my connection.
Yeah.
And
I'm on 35 meg. Yeah. You
know? There is an interesting conversation going on in the Twitch chat right now. Someone's apparently wanting to bid $400 for the bald man on the left. So I'm going to leave John to that conversation there. Unfortunately, I'm priceless. I'm not completely bald. There is hair up there. Very fine. So, Stu, got any other news for us?
Nothing massive, except for I'm a little bit of a wrestling fan, and apparently they reportedly cancelling 2K21 WWE game, apparently.
Ooh.
Maybe because the last couple absolute just don't even bother looking at, but yeah.
Apparently. So have they not said why there?
So this is quite recent, actually. It literally just says it's just been cancelled.
Right.
I know there is a bit of a... not a fisticuffs, but I know there's been disagreements with 2K games and how they've handled past WWE games. I don't know if you've ever played.
Yeah, the last one was apparently terrible.
Oh, God, like, yeah. I saw the videos of that. People like going around the ring, weren't they? Like in circles and everything.
Yeah, and they were compared to the previous year. And because they changed the people who did it, it was actually worse graphics than the previous year. Like, how have you gone backwards?
You know, like, yeah.
Just silly stuff like that. And apparently, I think it was more WWE was... they've had a bit of like, this ain't going to do much. So, yeah, so apparently it's being cancelled and that's it.
You know, I think that would be a good one. Like John in the chat's just said there, I think a break in the WWE games is good news. It'll give them time to go back to the drawing board.
I hope.
I think they got really complacent with them all.
Yeah. I'm a wrestling fan, and I want to do matches my way, not scripted on the rails.
God, he's starting to go on one of those WWE rants, isn't he?
Yeah, I know.
But calm it down. I think John is
You know it's fake, right?
It's predetermined, but all the injuries are real.
That's a big wooden spoon you got there.
It is, isn't it? I know it's trigger points. I think it'll be a good thing to have a little break in it, just to try and maybe refresh it.
That'd be good.
Do you know what? I will always say that SmackDown versus Raw, the old style games, were the best.
Yeah, I actually owned, here we go, an original PSX, the original PlayStation, for about a year, just to play WWF Raw is War.
Nice.
That was an amazing game, and I like that kind of style, you know, like beat them up, that kind of thing, we wrestlers. And I think that's what the Raw vs. SmackDown stuff was as well, because I never got to play that. But a break is good. A break is always usually good.
Yeah, definitely. I think it would be an interesting to see what they come back with, whether or not they just come back with like 2022 or something like that, or whether they call it a day on the 2K series as it is and go down a different route.
That'll be nice, I think. That'll be good.
We'll see. John in the chat just said he'd like to see a few more spoof type games like Legends of Wrestling.
Yeah, that was a cool game, though.
The problem I find with wrestling these days is that there's so many different factions. Like, isn't there like NXT and
Yeah, it's roughly 12 hours of rest in a week to try to watch. It's just not happening. It is too much. And then just Raw, you know, it ain't just one show. There's, you know, four shows, and you got AEW coming to the mix. And it's lots. And it changes so often. How can you maintain a game?
I mean, I remember when there wasn't SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah, even I do as well.
When it was just wrestling.
Yeah.
I remember when it was WWF.
WCW,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they were the two factions that you used to have to decide. And you were either a WWF fan or a WCW fan.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know? And then you started getting, like, you know, it was the uproar when, like, Sting came to WWF from WCW and all this and all that. And that was the proper storylines. Not like now.
Man, when like Stephanie McMahon got, like, taken away by The Undertaker, and Vince Vaughn was all in on it, and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it was like good versus evil, wasn't it? It was amazing.
That's it. Not like now, that, you know. I can guarantee that there'll be a wrestling storyline about someone's, like, juice maker being stolen or something like that.
That sounds actually quite good to some of the storylines that actually happened quite recently.
I dip in now and again when it's on the telly and nobody's around. I, like, switch it on and I'm like, I don't remember half these people. Half of them just look terrible. There's no, like, you know, like, you know, you don't have, like, no ravishing Rick Rude, and
there's no gimmicks. They just that's what AEW is changing. They do have more gimmicks and a little bit better story. It's a little bit better, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, I digress.
You digress. We might have to do a WWF podcast.
That'd be cool.
For it. Where you can get all really het up when I keep telling you it's all fake.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah. The Macho Man. Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But any other news? Or is that pretty much it?
Yeah,
pretty much it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I think because of whatever's going on, even news, even games, even though everybody's playing games, just newer stuff is... Well,
yeah. Battle Pass Season 3 started this week on Woo-hoo. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Is it fun? Is it good?
It's alright so far. New maps.
Yeah, new maps are alright. Not too bad.
Is it all cosmetic unlock things they do as well? Don't you, like, a progressing?
Yeah.
It's cool. Don't you bring your wrestling in like that?
Yeah. new maps again. Backlot has returned, which is one of my favourite maps. What's that for?
It's like one good game, one bad game on that one every time for me.
To be fair, that's just Call of Duty. John has said the main problem with WWE is that their writers are all TV writers, not pro wrestling bookers.
Yeah.
By the storylines don't work in rings.
Yeah, WWF, WWE, I should say, we've got something like 20 writers. It's not needed.
That's it.
Trying to perform it in front of the empty crowd at the moment is really weird.
Oh, no, it's just...
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. It's really hard to watch. It's almost like you're watching somebody train.
Yeah, it's like theatre, but without all the atmosphere.
It is theatre.
You know what I mean?
How do I compare thee to a summer's day? Shut up, Stone Cold Steve Austin! You know? But anyway, let's move swiftly on. Let's dive into the feature section. So obviously, as people who have listened to the podcast may or may not know, we usually have a main subject matter for the day, and that's usually the title of the podcast. And this week is no exception. We're going to try and talk about our first games, those games that kind of gave you that tingly feeling in the tummy. You know, those games that you remember playing with friends and stuff like that. The first really sort of gave you the taste of video games. Not to mention, we'll just mention about first games and early games that we remember playing. So there is a lot. There is a lot of games to talk about. But Stu, what's your first game?
So my first gaming experience, I must be about 4 years old, using a Commodore 64. I'm waiting about 40-50 minutes forever for those tapes to load. Yeah, all sorts. I used to play, the one I really liked was Ghostbusters on it.
Ghostbusters.
Really cool.
Nice.
There was a Turtles game. There was a WrestleMania game as well, obviously, I was playing. I remember one game. It's just so awful, right? Howard the Duck comes to mind. Oh.
Howard the Duck.
It wasn't the best game, but it was something I just always wanted to play. Don't know what it is. But that was like my first delve into the gaming world. Because my dad, obviously before I was born, used to go to Commodore 16. And he just bought
Commodore
that
16? Wow.
Yeah. Like it's ancient. So he bought a Commodore 64 because it was an upgrade.
Wow. That is crazy.
But you could still use a tape recorder, the tape deck, with a 64. So that was always good. I may as well have two spare because they're always finickety. You never know what's going on with them. And you break a joystick or what have you. So that was like my first memories of gaming, really.
That Ghostbusters game on the Commodore, is that the one where you could change like the look of the car and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's how you do little upgrades.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, it's really, really cool, really fun.
I'm just looking at some images now on the
old
Google images.
I just remember there was an old computer store up by me called Soft Cell, classic. And they used to be only about £2 or £3. So I remember every weekend, my dad got waking up one gear, but you can't like it was like £2 max. And I remember we still actually have all the games. There's boxes in my parents' attic.
Oh, man.
Set in it. Like, there's about 200 in it. There's loads.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. You still have the Commodore 64 as well, in a box. So, yeah. So that's my game, first gaming experiences.
Yeah. Nice. Ebro, how you doing? Welcome into the chat. So, John has said Commodore 64 Sid Meier's Pirates went through about 4 tape decks on his C64. Don't use it as much these days, but it's packed away safely. Yeah, I need one of those minis. Do you know what I mean?
I've never been tempted by any of them except for the Commodore one, purely because it's my first like gaming experience.
Yeah.
I'm really tempted by it. Like really, really tempted by it. It'd probably just sit on my shelf for a while, but yeah, it's one of those ones I might just need to have it. Just to read. What did South Park call it? Mem berries.
Yeah.
Hello,
remember?
Hello.
Remember? You remember?
I remember.
I remember.
Yeah, I remember having a C64.
I didn't even have that one. I had a 4.
A C4?
Commodore Plus 4.
Commodore Plus 4?
That's what it said on it. It had a tape deck on it. I had one game on it called Blagger. Wow. It came out in 1983.
Oh my word. Commodore Plus 4.
It's a thing.
How old are you?
Oh, it is.
I'm 40 this year.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why, Stu.
Yeah.
It's older than us.
Oh. Yeah. It was a terrible
machine.
Look
at those fins on the back, though. Oh.
They look awesome.
You know what? That would go down all the rage in like today's gaming world.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
I
thought I had my PlayStation.
Ew. I think the Commodore only lasted about 1 year. Of playing the same game, waiting 50 minutes for it to load or whatever it was, it seemed like an eternity.
Yeah.
To play one level to die, to have to restart it again. And then my dad got an Atari 520, and that was like the best the best machine we ever had.
Yeah, but do you not think that was part of the fun back then? Like, kids these days will never have the, even down to the Mega Drive, where like sometimes your games wouldn't work and you'd have to blow into the cartridge.
Yeah. I had a Mega Drive after then, the Commodore 64.
I will be, John. I will be. I've already done my SNES Classic. That's got a few extra games on there. But it's old school gaming. Like my first gaming memory was Jet Set Willy and Manic Miner. Those kind of games on the Spectrum.
Okay.
I don't really remember much else past that. partially because my memory is shot. But you know, they were proper games. You know, they weren't easy. They had no save points.
Yeah. One shot, you turn it off, you go back again.
So that's it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, we used to play on the Atari. Like, my mum used to work night shift, and so my dad, as a treat, would stay up until about 3-4 in the morning playing Dungeon Master or Gauntlet 2, you know, see how many levels we could do. We'd get to 100 and it'd reset back to level 1 again, and we would just keep on going. You know, Outrun, was it Carrier Command, Meteor?
Oh, it was loads.
Absolutely amazing. It was so cool.
I used to play a pinball game on... it was either the Spectrum or the Commodore. And I can't remember the name of it. But I remember having some good memories of playing that. Let's have a look on Spectrum. See if I can find it. Spectrum Pinball Machine. That's not going to be it. Surely that's too... That's too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, that is too obvious.
John has said, have you seen the videos of... I'm giving kids the old consoles and they literally have no clue what to do with it. Do you know what? I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Most of it was because the games weren't made for consoles. They were made for arcade and ported. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
I've got to say, when I bought my Atari downstairs a few years ago for my kids, I set it up with the TV, all the games, started playing Bubble Bobble. And I gave them the Competition Pro joystick, just a simple stick with two buttons. And they looked at it, they picked it up, they couldn't work out how it worked. And I'm thinking, they're so used now to game controllers, like handheld.
Yeah.
They did not know, like, what the buttons were. Why did that button do the same thing as the one on the other side? You know, that was all you needed back then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, what was ambidextrous controllers, isn't it? It's like the first accessible controller.
Yeah, with micro switches.
Yeah, two buttons do all the same thing. Oh, Bubble Bobble.
Great game.
We recently did the new version, didn't we?
Yeah, on the site.
On Switch, was it?
Yeah. It was one of the Switch boys.
Yeah.
Sounds dodgy.
Maybe Rich?
Yeah, maybe. Rich. Maybe. I mean, it was one of them. It might have been. Yeah. It might have been Craig, actually.
It's Craig.
Might have been. But yeah, that was a class game. Class game. There's so
many,
funny. Well, yeah. Even down to like the old. Star Wars TIE Fighter games.
Yeah.
You know, they're just class games. I mean, you know, you look back at them now and the graphics are, then you know, they're not anything really. They're not really graphics. You can't really call them graphics.
Lines, I guess.
Yeah, just polygons and lines and stuff.
It's still cool though, right?
I remember flying through the catwalks and actually getting the proper like little movie interjections every now and then, you know, good shot kid, that was one in a million, you know, it was like
yeah,
so cool.
Well, that's it, like even down to the original Elite though, you know, that was like the epitome of space exploration, and all it was lines and dots.
Yeah.
John's just said there, Star Wars on the Commodore 64 was great, shooting the Death Star was so difficult. I remember playing that in the arcades back when I was younger, but literally like at like Pontins or Butlins or one of those kind of places, and just spending so much money. I actually completed the arcade machine.
Oh, wow.
and it's just like, just games like that, you know, kids don't, like arcades, I think arcades are dying out as well, because unless you're going to an arcade, like obviously me and Stu went to the arcade club.
Yeah.
In Bury a little while back, and a lot of the people just go and play all the new games, and you're just thinking to yourself, why are you going to somewhere like this that have got so much, you know, so many old school games, yet you're sat playing Fortnite and FIFA and stuff like that, you know, games that you could play at home, you know, and that's where Stu lost his head. Thanks, John. Which one?
Yeah.
I remember going to the pub with my dad, and it used to be on like a Sunday, and they had one of these arcade machines where you used to load up loads of money and they'd give you loads of time, but you could play as many games as you wanted in that time frame. And this lad poured loads of money into it, played one game, died. When it said game over, he walked away. And I remember being there for like a good half an hour, like the best time of my life as like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you cashed in on his stupidity. That's the thing, isn't it? Like with gaming, when I say when we were young, see, I'm doing the separated at birth glasses for John. it was proper gaming.
Yeah, I remember like going in the summer to Barry Island. If anybody knows where that is?
Oh, Barry Island, eh?
And there used to be loads of arcade machines. I just remember going all the Outrun, all sorts of cool stuff. You go down in now, I think it's Tulek, I think. And like one of them, it's basically shut, you know. The glass is
Mine are actual gaming glasses. I don't actually need them.
Yeah, yours have got tint on them.
Mine have got PlayStation symbols on them.
Ooh. I have Ray-Ban.
Oh, Ray-Ban. Mr. Posh. But yeah, like Outrun on the arcade games. I thought that was class.
Because like they got one up in the arcade club. I just, when we went up there, I was like, oh, I remember going to Barry Island playing this every summer. Yeah, I remember.
What was the name of the music track? It was something
Wave.
Yeah. I need to look.
Groove Wave? No.
Outrun soundtrack, my favourite.
Something Wave or Splash.
Something like that, yeah.
Splash Wave? That sounds about right.
Oh, there's a soundtrack on Spotify. Magical Sound Shower. That's the tune. That's the one you want to listen to. John said he remembers spending a whole weekend in an arcade playing Operation Wolf with the gun controller.
Nice.
I was actually too small and had to stand on a milk crate to play it. Oh.
Nice.
Memories.
Yeah. No, I mean, arcades as we know them don't really exist anymore, really. No.
To be fair, I mean, arcades in general, unless you go into like the beaches and stuff like that and there's like a little arcade with a 2P machine.
They are kind of, I mean, you can just do what you want in the house. That's the thing, it's that way, isn't it? You know, like that's why I used to go to arcade machines. You couldn't play them in the house, and stuff like that.
But like the noise, the lights, like, you know, as you walk into an arcade, you get like Ridge Racer shouting out at you, and you're like,
there's an arcade at the Trafford Centre, and it's like a Namco themed. Like arcade place there, but even stuff like that, you know, it's like all modern games and stuff, and you're just like, no, just give me some old school crappy games that look rubbish but are brilliant to play.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that's the problem. Like kids these days are spoiled with the graphics, you know, with the quality of graphics that exist.
Yep.
You know, and it's difficult.
I think it's back in our day. I mean, it was like the best thing ever because we didn't know anything better than what we do now.
Yeah.
I mean, when we went to EGX and I went into the retro area, I won't lie, I sat down at an old Commodore and had a game Barbarian, and I still remembered how to do the head chop off with the sword. And I walked away like a pro having defeated that 5-year-old kid.
Oh, I'm glad that you beat that 5-year-old kid. Was it your own 5-year-old kid?
No, it was someone else.
Good, even better. Yeah. You know, somebody else's kid is now at home crying to themselves still because you beat them on that game.
Oh, it's brilliant, though. It's brilliant. And then the little green now, like little monster used to come along the bottom of the screen and like pick up the body and then kick the head along like a football. Rub it in, you know.
I like it, yeah. That's it, though, isn't it? You know, John's just said it isn't the same, though, in truth, and most kids are missing out on that experience. That's it. It's why so many people our age are buying or building home arcade machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, when I move into a bigger property, I'm fighting for a garage to be able to turn it into a proper games area.
I have a garage, and there's nothing in it at the moment.
Get that garage door blocked up and insulated. And
And it does need a new roof. So,
It's another gammy leg just waiting for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I attach a roof.
That's it, you know. I would love to have a decent-sized garage, turn it into a decent gaming room, with where I can have my stuff all kitted out and actually up, because I'm dying to get my racing wheel out, you know, and get stuck into some racing. But it's just an absolute pain to keep getting it and setting it all up all the time.
Permanently up.
Yeah, yeah, it just needs to be permanently out.
Once in the wardrobe.
Yeah, this is it, you know?
Does feel like that.
It's going to push me to eat the rest of my ice cream after this podcast. But let's have a look at old school arcade cabinet. I'm just googling that.
Are you talking about doing one with a Raspberry Pi?
See, I've been tempted to, but I've got an original Xbox upstairs that's got loads of retro games on and arcade games and stuff like that. I really should just go and have a look and get that out and plug it in. But again, it's the fact that it's upstairs and it's setting it all up and stuff that, to be fair, I haven't got the patience to be honest.
You wait, you get all the cabinet built, all turned on, all perfect, and press the button, you get a red ring of death.
Oh, God, could you imagine? That'd be funny. See, that's the kind of thing that I would have, though. You know, you'd go and you'd find an old CRT TV, you know, a CRT TV. CRT TV? Yeah. CRT TV?
CRT TV, yeah.
Cathode ray tube or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Something like that. And you'd have it, like, proper, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've got a Pi on the go, but I sort of one of those things you sort of play on for about once a year and update it, and then you sort of put it down because you want to go and play Call of Duty or something.
Yeah, or you want to play Animal Crossing or Animal Farm.
Animal Farm.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I keep playing with my Switch and like thinking
I
need to go.
We do have the NES and SNES little thing going on here at the moment, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And there are some really good games on there, but they just need to elaborate more on the games that are on there.
Yeah. Outrun's on there.
Well, oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Cool.
On
cool,
which
cool,
one?
Cool. The actual original.
Cool.
It's only about £3, I think.
Oh, we're talking on the eStore.
Oh, I think because there's a little app, the NES and SNES apps you get.
Oh, okay. No. I mean on the Switch.
Still, though.
Breaking my brows, man, or just hack it. I'm not hacking my Switch.
Because I like playing online, see? So you can't do that when you Hacksaw Jim Duggan it.
Another wrestling thing. Here we go.
That's the Bushwhackers. Come
I know,
on.
I know. Hacksaw Jim Duggan used to... Oh, no, he was the one... Oh!
The 2x4.
I should know, really, shouldn't I?
That's as old school as it gets.
That is. But that's proper wrestling. Back to wrestling. But back to wrestling. Oh, dear. Well, as we're slowly coming to the... I can't find that app on my Switch. I might have deleted it.
I didn't dream.
I've got the Mega Drive Classics. That's a good one.
That's so bizarre to me, that is, having Sega games on a Nintendo.
I know, right? I know. How cool is it, though?
It's cool, but it's also
Jason has just logged into Animal Crossing.
My Switch is downstairs.
I've also received one friend request. I don't know who that is, but I'll accept it anyway. You can get most of the classic Sega games on Android. Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Most are free. I like it. Everybody likes free.
Except for some people that don't like it.
Well, some people are weird, though.
Just can't help them.
I've got to say, just going back to kind of gaming now.
Yep.
With everything that's going on right now, I've got to say, gaming for me has been like such a godsend for like the time I've got at home.
Yeah,
playing, socializing, just losing myself, escapism somewhere else.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's massive right now, like even bigger than before. There's even people realizing, even people who champion that game is blah blah blah, like even their champion actually really good.
Yeah, right you need it right now.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah. Do you know, it's the social thing, and I always stand by the fact that I don't game to be the best at a game.
I'm terrible at door games, but I just enjoy it, but especially when playing with other people.
Yeah, for me, gaming is all about the social aspect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a professor recently just said that about gaming, obviously, is a form of socialization, but right now...
Was his first name Xavier? Sorry, Charles. Yeah. Was his first name Charles?
Yeah. It's actually the feeling in control and having a choice, which is something that not all of us have got a lot of right now.
Yeah.
So for that reason, it's pretty cool. But also, I thought it was quite good to read that people are going back to games like StarCraft and Age of Empires just because it's a familiar game and it makes them feel comfortable. It's almost like they're like comfy blanket, as it were.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, John summed it up. PSVR in the lockdown is perfect because you're as close to being in another world as you can be.
I was looking at Quest deals.
Quest? Oh. He's going to dive in.
What's a Quest deal then?
At the moment,
PSVR, the Oculus Quest, it's a standalone VR unit. So there's no cables, no wires. It's all built into the headset.
Steam stuff as well.
Yeah, you can run a cable to the PC from it.
Callum's just got it, and apparently there's an app, kind of like the Steam Link app, and apparently you can do it wirelessly from Steam without any wires.
Excellent.
So that's really good. I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah, you see, I kind of wish I got a Quest.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Rift S. But I don't regret.
No, it's still
having the Rift S.
Good unit, like it's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, it's only two cables, which is so easy to plug in.
Yeah.
And you're away. But it's 2203. Guys, it's been a pleasure. I kind of feel like this kind of subject you can talk about all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And that's the problem. We haven't all got all night. Some of us have got...
I've run out of drink.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
Well, as Ram gone. That's it. I haven't. I've still got four cans in the fridge.
Nice. Just drink that just to wind me up. Cheers.
Yeah, I had to. Mouth was a bit dry. Convo to be continued. I agree. I can imagine that John's going to be like messaging us in the messenger chat now. But no, I mean, obviously, as always, and at the end of the podcast, you know, thank you guys for joining me tonight on the podcast. That's to Stu and Jace, obviously. And thank you to all the people that listen to these podcasts. I know we don't reach thousands and thousands of viewers, but I like to think that the people that we do reach and the people that do listen enjoy our content and enjoy what we talk about. Always feel free to drop us a tweet on Twitter at @thumb_culture, or even if you're following us on Facebook or anywhere, just drop us a message. Let us know what you liked and what you don't like, what we could improve. We're always looking to improve. And steadily, you know, we will grow this podcast into more refined production value kind of stuff. I will at some point add music to the little fly-in bits that you see, but you know, at the moment it's not really needed because a lot of the time we tell you what section we're going to, and if you're watching us on the Twitch videos, you can see it on the screen. So you know, it's always good to... You don't want to stagnate and you don't want to stand still. We're always looking to push forward and stuff like that. And get involved. Drop us a message. Maybe you can come on and join on. More refined, John won't be invited next time. This is true. It's true. Anyone's invited. Anyone with Skype is invited to join us on the TC Talks podcast. And we are starting to host quiz nights, TC trivia nights on a Thursday now. So 9 o'clock, if you want to be involved, get in touch with us somewhere on our social media platforms. We're pretty much everywhere on social media. And tell us you want to be involved in our DC trivia, which I have to admit proved to be quite a success last week. It was good fun.
It was really good.
I know. I worked out that pita bread doesn't come from India. That was
it
quite
doesn't.
Funny.
It doesn't.
I can't believe it.
I mean, you know, it's just, you know what? It's just good fun. It's just to have a bit of normality in the current times, have a bit of these are nice because, you know, obviously being isolated, you have to look at the same people all the time, you know? And it's nice to see a friendly face and Stew on
sometimes,
you know. I mean, I am shocked that you're wearing sleeves on your t-shirt.
It was the first thing I picked out. I was like, oh, that'll do.
Yeah.
I'm really, really hot as well in this t-shirt.
So, but no, as always, guys, stay safe out there and drop somebody a message that you haven't spoken to in a while just to make sure they're doing all right. It's always good to try and reach out to somebody who may or may not be going through some hardship at this time. Be nice to your fellow man. I'm about to go on Call of Duty, where I'm probably going to get slagged off beyond belief. I think Jason wants to come and join me on Call of Duty.
I think I might.
Yeah. You can't stay out too late, though.
I've got work tomorrow, which is why he's sitting back here.
Yeah, he's got work tomorrow. No, guys, thank you very much for listening. We are Thumb Culture, the game review site. We will be back next week. And hopefully in the coming weeks, normal streams may resume. Watch this space, is all I'm going to say. Watch this space.
People's eyebrow.
Yeah.
You can't see me.
That's it. So, as always, I've been Stuart. Take care. And we'll see you later, guys. Take care.
Later.